K-State Nation, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily is back on the airways again. Eddie Greer coming at you this morning on this Friday. Yes, Friday. We made it through the final work week of 2022, December 30th, 2022. Man, we're 2 days out. If you count today, away from the new calendar year. My goodness, what a year for K-State Athletics. And I'm going to tell you right now, I may or may not record an extra bonus edition of a weekly podcast featuring some of the best moments, kind of recapping the best moments of the K-State year. We'll find out how the schedule goes. Obviously, just wrapped up the final, well, could be the final weekly edition. Well, actually, this is... at least with me and Alex, the final episode of 2022 last night, which we posted tonight, and we're going to stay on basketball. Yes, we are this close. We are this close. The All-State Sugar Bowl. I cannot wait for this game to unfold. We've been talking about it all weekend long. Well, not particularly on this podcast because this is all things K-State here on this podcast, but on other particular, the main podcast been talking about it, including ours. We did a show solely focused on the All-State Sugar Bowl, including kind of looking ahead to the basketball team's quest here of Big 12 play on the basketball side. So, but mainly it's going to be mainly on the All-State Sugar Bowl, but we will throw in, again, men's and women. So a jam-packed episodes for you to end 2022, and I'm going to tell you this, I recorded a daily focusing on these two individuals. Speaking of basketball, yes, I did a daily, either it was last week or the week before, about these two individuals and how these paths are aligning each other on kind of the same forefronts, but on different injury paths, right? Obviously, Gabby Gregory achieved her 1,000 point game against South Dakota State in that tough loss in Kansas City. That was the weekend where I was in Dallas for my marathon a few weeks ago, right? So Gabby Gregory put up, I think, 30-plus in that game, I'm not mistaken. I have to go back and do my diligence on that, and I'm going to have to bring up my little small notepad here to see how many she scored here. Let's see if I can bring that up real quickly here. K-State women's basketball. Okay, South Dakota State, we lost 82-78. Got it up right now. Yes, I was spot on. 31, so one off. But yes, 30-point game plus game against South Dakota State in a loss there where K-State put themselves in a hole there multiple times in that game there. But Gabby Gregory, I've said this throughout the fall semester, she has been a tremendous for this team. Anxious to see what she's going to do, even though I'm not going to be really watching the game. I'll be keeping track of it, obviously, because the All-State Sugar Bowl is tomorrow, and then somewhere around the third quarter-ish, the women's game will be starting against Texas on the road in Austin, so I'm not going to be seeing it, but I will keep track of that game as well. Gabby Gregory got to the 1,000-point mark in her college career. She did hit at a possible staying where, but I'm not 100% sure on that, but I know this is her senior year, and I know she wanted to play with Ayoka Lee. Obviously, we know the story of Ayoka Lee by now. If you have not been paying attention or but listen to this podcast, Ayoka Lee had to get knee surgery over the summer this year, which was devastating there. And you had a healthy Ayoka Lee on the floor with a revival Gabby Gregory. And obviously you have the sophomore trio, the Glenn Twins and Serena Sundell. Ooh! I've said this multiple times on this show. So Gabby Gregory, over 1,000 now in her college career, obviously, at this point of the season. And this got kind of shoved under the rug, too. Did not realize Keyonte Johnson also. See, I did a daily a couple weeks ago on these two exact players, and I'm doing one again symbolizing what they've done in their college careers. Keontae Johnson, obviously, a health scare, a really scary moment for Keontae Johnson at the time at Florida. We know what happened there. Revitalizing, rejuvenating his basketball career here in Manhattan, Kansas. Achieved the 1,000 career mark in his college career against Radford. How did this not get publicized? But hey, it was Christmas break. Everyone wanted to get home for the holidays, which obviously that's on top of the board, especially the conditions of what we have witnessed with these airplane issues, including with Southwest. But Keontae Johnson achieved the 1,000 mark as well last week. Just last week there. I feel like it's awesome to see these two individuals, Johnson, Gregory, on obviously the same teams, but obviously men's and women's basketball, but heading in almost in the same paths, with obviously Gregory dealing with injury last year at Oklahoma, and then get back in once she got back, at least try to get back healthy as she can, and then try to get back in rotation. That didn't happen there. Keontae Johnson took a couple years off of basketball, came here, and is doing some work. Both these individuals deserve some love for what they've done for these basketball teams. And the main reasons why they were in the situations that they're in right now. K-State 11-1. On the men's side, 11-1. K-State women's basketball, who has been ranked a couple times this year, not ranked right now, but would love to get back in the rankings there if they can take care of business on the road against Texas on Saturday. And finally, funny enough, both teams begin Big 12 play on New Year's Eve. So I find it pretty fascinating and awesome at the same time that these two individuals, again, here on the Promo Project Podcast, get their love on this podcast. Again, Keontae Johnson. I found that out on a tweet that I came across, either was yesterday or no, it was on Wednesday. I'm like, wow, this got kind of thrown under the rug a little bit, in particular. So definitely we will see. I'm excited for these individuals as well as their teams, as well the Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's going to do it on another edition of the podcast. Remember, I mentioned what would be the last podcast, weekly edition, episode 137, coming at you later on tonight. Eddie Greer, go Cats. Another edition of the Pro Project Podcast in the books. Tell your friends about the K-State Podcast. Go Cats.